financing options and request a free estimate at blacksheatpumps.com.
Hey, we're back on Downtown on a Monday afternoon. Time to talk Black Bear football. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, Dowd Road in Bangor, with full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. We're joined by the head coach of the Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich.
Tough weekend for your Black Bears. Boy, things were looking so good at halftime. You guys had a 20-7 lead, but this is a tough Stony Brook team that always plays well at home, particularly on homecoming. Was it also a lesson that when you got a chance to put somebody away, especially on the road, you don't want to let them hang around?
Absolutely. I mean, it was just that. We let them hang around. They got some confidence and they got rolling in the second half, and we're able to get an early score in the second half, and then from that they were able to really take off, and we scored once in the second half, so that was really, we didn't continue on that path. They were able to put some drives together and score on us on D. We came up with a couple stops at the end, and and with all that being said, we had a chance to win it, but didn't capitalize.
Joe put up some big yards through the air, also was your leading rusher in the game, but you weren't really able to establish a consistent ground game with your running backs. Was that just a good defense on the part of the Seawolves?
Yeah, I mean, they're a really good run defense. I mean, I think they were giving up 130, 132 a game. So, they were a really strong defensive unit in that regard. So, we weren't really confident in the run game. Once we got going in the game, we had a couple runs there by Elijah Barnwell when he was playing the Wildcat quarterback. And then when Freddie Brock was able to get in, he had, a run over 10 yards. So that was really good to see. I think that, some of the looks that we were giving were presenting us to pass the ball. So we did that. But, certainly need to be two-dimensional to win games. And that's what we're going to continue to look to do.
Well, of course, as we know, there are no easy games in the CAA. Anybody can beat anybody any week, and we've seen that around the league this year. We saw it again this weekend looking at some of the scores. And so every week is a challenge, and a big one coming up this week with a Richmond Spiders team that's playing great football right now.
Yeah, they're a really strong team offensively and defensively. Quarterback's one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the country. And has thrown the ball. His completion percentage is one of the best we'll face this year. And he's a guy that's done it before. He was at VMI. Took them to the playoffs in 2020 during that short season. I think it might have been the 2021 spring. But Reese Judinski is certainly the real deal, and he's going to look to march on. And they have a real shot of winning the league, and they have a competitive schedule the rest of the way.
Well, of course, the way things have broken in the league right now, some things have changed from what you had for your hopes for this team in preseason, and yet you're still in a position to finish with a winning record. You're still in a position, depending on how things break around the rest of the league, to still win the conference title based with who you have on your schedule. So certainly this provides a great opportunity for your Bears this weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, we still have everything ahead of us, with this team and, a lot to play for. And, there's nothing better than having an opponent right in front of us and one that's ranked in the top 25 in the country. So, that's a huge challenge and something for us to rally around and focus on and get ourselves ready to go and play this weekend.
We've seen you've got a pretty resilient team. How are spirits after the loss?
Yeah, I think, everyone was just, back to work. That was really kind of the message was, we got to get back to work and get back to preparing for the next opponent. That was, that was the message I heard of many guys saying in the locker room. And, I thought that was great to hear. Obviously, we're disappointed in the way it ended. And, but to your point in the beginning of the interview, I mean, you have to put teams away on the road. You cannot, let them back in. You got to stay on the gas pedal throughout the game.
Well, we hope you have a good week of practice. Looking forward to what should be a terrific game on Saturday. Jordan, as always, thanks for your time, and we'll see you Saturday morning.
Thanks so much, Rich. Have a great week.
That's Jordan Stevens, head coach of Black Bear Football, with us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear Reports brought to you by Creative Print Services, helping you take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work. Small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative Print Services works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. That's Creative Print Services, Dowd Road in Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.